Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. I hope that your day is not only shining brighter, but you're feeling the difference as we move into this month of April. There has really been a dramatic shift in energy. We went from in a place of big transformation in heavy kind of moving through emotional chaos and upheaval within our lives, and a lot of changes happening for us at levels that we're, you know, not even necessarily aware of, as you know, as through the last, because of everything that's played out in the cosmos over the last few months. We move now into April, this beautiful springtime energy. Not only, of course, does it represent new beginning, but there is a brand new energy that is at place for us as well. April is an opportunity for us to catch our breath, for us to find the ease within our life, not only within the reality of life, but also in terms of how we feel. It's a real uplifting energy that is giving opportunity for our physical body to catch up with everything that has been transforming and changing at that higher esoteric level inside of us. So we really fall forward into April saying, hallelujah, amen. It's time to catch our breath. It's so good. Big, deep inhale and welcoming, as I said, this new springtime energy. We're going to see this as a real theme this month. I'm not saying that we're still not going to have things that will upset our apple cart, but you're going to notice that we're a little bit more in flow. The energy itself feels lighter. We're more optimistic. We're filled with more hope, and we're kind of moving into a place within our life where we're seeing beyond present circumstances in recognizing that there is more opportunity available for us. And when I say opportunity, it's opportunity to love, it's opportunity for fun, it's opportunity of all kinds, whatever it is, you know, in terms of the answers to your prayers. Now, today we're going to move into a little bit heavier of a conversation, but I can say it's a heavier conversation, but it's an important conversation. Of course, I have many people that I work with all the time. Whether it be through mentoring or through sessions and classes, in terms of the afterlife and our gifts and talents, our abilities to be able to interact, to communicate, to bring ourselves into alignment so that we can receive and be in connection with our loved ones on the other side. Now, the other, you know, when we look at the other side, you know, what exactly is it? What is the other side? What is this concept, this idea of this whole, you know, of what we determine or understand heaven to be? I'm going to be touching a little bit of that on today's show, and also sharing a little bit of what actually happens on the other side of life, so that, you know, in order to maybe, so that you have a greater understanding of things, but also to hope, in hopes that it brings a little bit of peace to your heart and to your mind, especially moving forward and through the loss of your loved one. Now, in understanding, you know, in terms of what we understand death, I think it's really important, and it's part of, you know, in understanding, is that there is no such thing as death as we believe it to be. That the death, the soul leaving the physical body, is indeed a transition, that we are eternal beings. We have this pure, vibrant essence of who we are, and that we come into this lifetime, you know, for a part of this spiritual journey that we're on. And death in this lifetime is simply an end to this phase or this part of our spiritual journey. And when we transition, we simply move into a new beginning, a new stage, a new process of life itself. So it is just transitioning and moving from one state or one form into a new state of or form. However, the very physical experience, our very human experience of losing someone that we love, that, you know, that we've shared our lifetime with, can be the hardest thing for us to find peace with or to even feel hopeful about life again. As I always say, death is probably the most difficult thing we ever have to deal with through the human experience. The emotions that stir up are so raw and so, you know, so cumbersome in what we feel. And of course, every experience we have in death with, you know, someone close to us, it is unique. And so therefore our grief with every single death is unique as well. When we, you know, let's, you know, before we really can dive into what takes place on the other side, it's important, first off, to also know that there is no right or wrong way to grieve. That grieving the loss of our loved one, even as mediums, even as people who know and understand more about the afterlife, as people who, you know, communicate and channel and interact with those who are on the other side, it's important to understand that the grief part of things is very, very real. Every single person is grieves, and even mediums are prone to grief as well. And so there is no right or wrong way. We don't, you know, it's not something we simply get over. However, it becomes a process of learning how to live in the world without our loved one, without the physical presence of our loved one. And so we experience a variety of high and low emotions. And those high and low emotions are something that take place over a long period of time. It's like we rise and we fall and we rise again. Grief, you know, consists of, I mean, all kinds of emotion. There's sadness and anguish and regret and guilt and loneliness and anger. Oh my gosh, death is the rawness of everything. And so that grief, you know, affects us. It affects our body, our mind, our spirit, and it can be very overwhelming in terms of, you know, dealing with the loss as well as dealing with life. And so it is without a doubt the most hardest thing that we ever have to do. Our greatest challenge is to rise again after the death of a loved one, because that the death literally shifts our foundations in our life. It completely, you know, takes away our sense of security and alters life as we know it forever. So I don't want to downplay where you are within your grief journey in the loss of your loved ones. I don't want to, you know, forego the opportunity to even say, I'm so sorry for your loss. I understand within great compassion how difficult it is to say goodbye to those that are close to us. The whole point of the show today is to not just bring compassion and healing and love through to you in the days and weeks and years that you have been dealing with the loss of your loved one, but more importantly, to shed some light in terms of what actually plays out on the other side. What are the things that Spirit has shared with me over the years in understanding of what the transition is about, what takes place, and again, in hopes to bring some peace to your hearts and mind as you move forward through your journey of grief. Now, when someone dies, of course, we go completely numb. And whether it is a death as a result of an unexpected accident, a traumatic event like murder, a sudden heart attack, a terminal illness, it can take time for the reality to sink in that the person who we have shared so much with is now gone. And, you know, we can often, you know, neglect ourselves in the process, neglect our health and our well-being. And so in saying that, I also, if you are going through right now a loss of your loved one, I really encourage you to, you know, do something to take care of you. Your physical needs, your emotional needs are the utmost important in dealing with the loss of someone you love. And so making sure you eat right, making sure there's some kind of exercise in there, and most importantly, getting as much sleep as what you possibly can. Now, when we look at the death, as I said, we look at death as being something that is so final. But the truth of it, as I explained at the top of the show, is that death itself is just a transition. We move from one form and we transition into another form. Now, the realm of spirit, what we understand heaven to be, what we understand or resides for us after life, you know, our concept of heaven, that's actually our true home. We actually, in death, we go home. We go back to where it is that we've all come from, where it is that we began, where it is that we exist in our purest and our most positive energy or essence. Now, I always understand, you know, that as souls and as spirits, that we are eternal, we are pure energy, and that energy vibrates at different frequencies in all of the levels of creation. And when our spirits are in our human body, we are in a level of vibration. And when the spirit is free from the body, the vibration rises to what we can understand to be a normal level again. Now, what's so beautiful about this is that when we understand everything is energy, when we know that we are energetic beings and everything that exists within the universe is energy, we understand that our spirit is eternal because it is energy. And as physics has proven, energy cannot be destroyed. So it brings peace already in knowing that we can't be destroyed, that who we are, you know, who we are and our loved ones, we continue on. We just leave the very physical confinement of our very human self. Now, when we understand that, you know, as I said, death in this lifetime is just, it's not an end. It's simply a stage or a beginning for us. And when we understand that heaven is just 2 inches from our fingertips, wherever we point our fingers, we stretch out our hands 2 inches and there's heaven. That's how close our loved ones are to us. They exist just beyond our reach, but they are still there. It's our physical body that creates the separation. It's the physical body that gives us the illusion that we are separate from spirit. But we are very, very close to them. We still exist. They are with us in all kinds of ways. For every celebration in our life, for every challenge that we go through, we have loved ones gathered all around us, those who we love very close. They never miss a celebration. They never miss a birthday, a holiday, anything great that goes on in our life, a graduation, whatever it is, a wedding. Our loved ones are always present. It's our love that keeps us connected. It's our love that actually keeps them close. And the more that we talk about our loved ones, the more that we share memories of them, the more that we remember that we had this life with them, the closer they remain to us. We are able to create a stronger energetic bond that allows them to be close to us. It doesn't keep them tied to us where they can't go on and be free on the other side. It just creates a strong energetic connection. And there, when we have that, it allows for not only our communication to be easier with them, but also in terms of our experiences with them around us as well. Now, to understand that at the time of death, no one crosses over alone. One of the biggest things questions that come in time and time again in the sessions that I do, especially where loved ones have been by themselves at the time of their death, is, you know, clients feeling, you know, a lot of guilt, a lot of remorse, a lot of wishing and hoping and that things could have been different or that they could have been by their loved one's side at the time of their death. But to know, and if you weren't there and if your loved one was by yourself, they did not die alone. No one crosses over alone. That at that time of transition, of moving from physical to non-physical, we are being supported and greeted by loved ones who have gone on before, by spirit guides, by angels, that our loved ones are picked up, so to speak, by friends and family, so that they're not off wandering, that they are met in that moment of their death. And when someone is in the process of dying, they are always greeted by loved ones on the other side and helped to transition over. And the majority of spirit, that's always one of the other questions that came forward, is, you know, are they in heaven? Are they lost? Are they, you know, did they make it? And very honestly, the majority, and I say the majority, like 99.3, whatever it is, we want to say the majority, almost 100% of every spirit that is in transition crosses over successfully. A lot of times people get worried that they're lost, they're alone, that they weren't able to find their way there. But that light, that tunnel, that transition happens in a way where, you know, we're also taken care of. No one dies alone. And so to not be afraid of, you know, of death, you know, alone. Don't be afraid if you have a loved one that is alone at the time and you weren't there. It's very, you know, it's very heartwarming. It's very reassuring to know that grandparents and parents and spouses and friends and ancestors stretch out their hands and are there in support as our loved ones leave their physical body. No one dies alone. I remember I had one of my clients that had was a mother who had lost her son. And it was a session that really kind of shook me. It was a session that really was enduring and filled with so much love. Her biggest question was what happened in the moments of his death. She knew how he had died. She knew the circumstances and those were not the answers that she was looking for. She wanted to know immediately at the time of his death, what happened. And he showed me great peace. He showed me ease. He showed me the onstretch of hands reaching to welcome him, to embrace him, and to support him in making his way back home. Isn't that beautiful? Oh my gosh. So our spirit, now know that our spirit usually leaves our body the moment our death takes place, or what we could even understand, moments before the actual physical death, especially in the cases of trauma or severe pain and suffering. That a lot of spirits show me that when they are on their deathbed, that they only hang on to their physical body just by a thread. They're already outside of their body. They've already transitioned. They've already having their reunions on the other side long before the actual physical death takes place. So take this to heart, my sweet friends. Know that your loved ones, when they've had a traumatic death, they did not suffer for long, if at all. Their souls were most likely already out of their body. I've had spirits show me in times of car accidents where they have been pulled from their body prior to the collision even taking place. They stand on the sideline, they watch as the physical body has its death, but they themselves have not suffered. There's no trauma to their soul. That we are so cared for and so loved that we are taken from our body before there is even an impact. There is, you know, there is so much peace that comes in knowing that. That long before the physical body dies, the spirit is already playing, celebrating, and in reunion on the other side. Now, the other part, of course, we always hear is that when we die, there is a bright there's a bright light at the end of a tunnel. We know that the tunnel, the doorway, the light appears. And that opportunity for transition is available to every single person. That light shows up, that doorway shows up for absolutely everyone. Now, why is it a tunnel? Why is it a bright light at the end of the tunnel? Well, what it is in effect is understanding, as I explained earlier, that we are vibrational beings. We are energy. And when we are in our human body, we have a lower vibration. And when we move out of our physical body, we have a higher vibration. And that appearance of the light, the increase is a result of our vibration. That it is in effect that our vibration increases so much as we are pulled back to the other side. It's as almost like a science fiction movie where the spaceship jumps into light speed, where it goes boom and it's gone. That's really what happens. It's like there's the light, but the light is the realization of our increasing vibration as we are being pulled back to the other side. And as I said, that's in that moment where most spirits report back saying that they've been greeted by friends and relatives who've gone before. That there's this wonderful homecoming. And it's where, as I said, it's where we started from and it's where we get to go back to. So to know that our spirit can actually transition before the physical end. So it's so beautiful in saying, you know what? Everything's going to be okay. Everything's okay. In fact, I've had a lot of spirit report back from the other side to say that the only suffering that is taking place is the fact that we as humans think so much about how they suffered, because they actually, the decline of their body, the pain, the suffering, the difficulty that they may have had when they actually left their body, that event of their physical death did not create any suffering on them, but it's us who create the suffering within our own mind. Now, spirit often chooses to attend their funeral. They're very present for every aspect of the arrangements that are taking place and in terms of managing all of their earthly responsibilities. And they help to console, they help to comfort, and they help in their own way to make decisions and bring things into completion from their life existence, from the time that they've been here. Now, immediately following their death, as I said, immediately following the death, they're meted and greeted. And then they go into what we can understand to be a little bit of a time of rest, a time that follows immediately after they cross over, where they can go into a space where they can rest and recuperate from their life here on Earth. And of course, even rest and recuperate from the process of dying itself. If their death was traumatic in some way, they may need a little bit more time to rest. They may need a little bit more time to recuperate, but they do transition fully when they are ready. And they go into a little bit of a life review. You know, as we sit here on Earth and we will sometimes contemplate and look back on our life and we think about the decisions and choices that we've made, how they played out, the ways that things could have been done differently. That's pretty much what takes place on the other side as well. When our loved one completes the transition of death and they've had their rest from their journey, they then go into that time of reflection and review. Now, this time of reflection and review can take, you know, several months. It can take a year. It can take a period of time whatever period of time that is essential for that particular soul. Now, when our loved ones are in their sleeping state and their recuperation, they're not always available to us. We can't access them. We can't feel them. We can't interact with them. They become temporarily unavailable. And when they go into life view, review, from the starting from birth to their death, it's like they watch on a giant movie screen. They review it, take a look, see the different experiences and different perspectives. They begin to become accessible to us when they go into review, that they've had opportunity to look at a few things, to understand a few things. And they come forward in higher vibrancy, in higher energy. When we connect with a spirit who has just crossed, at the time of their crossing, their energy is a little heavier. They've returned back into higher vibration, but the energy around them is still a little heavy. But when they come back from rest and recuperation and they begin life review, their essence is so much lighter. They are so much brighter. And they have incredible perspective in helping us to, you know, in guiding us forward on our own life as a result of them attending their school. So, you know, it's so interesting to me that, you know, when spirit shows up in this way, where they're saying how much smarter and wiser that they are now that they're on the other side. They wish they would have known things, you know, that they know now. I think we all say that, right? Boy, if we only knew then what we know now, life would have showed up and played out a little bit differently. The same thing exists for those on the other side. They have new perspective. They have new understanding, and they are very excited to share their wisdom with us. I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerbe. Did you know that every 3 minutes, another woman gets the news she has breast cancer? I got it 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, aromatase inhibitor, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How are you going to decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen. As soon as you get your diagnosis, go to breastcancer.org. It's a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those breast cancer words and find out what they mean. At breastcancer.org, you can learn more about your particular kind of cancer and your treatment options, and get all kinds of other useful information to guide you and your family through this. The first place to go the minute you find you have breast cancer, breastcancer.org.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Empower your car. Download the Empower Radio app for your smartphone, connect your phone to your car's radio, and you've got Empower to go. Ford cars can connect with the Sync system, other cars have auxiliary inputs or Bluetooth, and some have a digital dashboard, which includes the TuneIn Radio app and iHeartRadio. You can find Empower Radio there, too. So many ways to listen and stay empowered wherever you go.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
So we're talking about the life after death. What goes on in the afterlife? What plays out and happens? And before the commercial break, of course, I shared about how what death really is and what the process of death and how no one dies alone. And we get into this place of understanding that we come into a place of life review and in renewal of self, a renewal of our own spirit. But then what happens? Well, I want to tell you that basically everything and anything happens after the reunion and the restoration that takes place. Our time spent on the other side becomes a part of our continued spiritual journey. Isn't that cool? That's in recognizing and understanding. We think as human beings that we are on the spiritual journey, and we, you know, but life itself is a spiritual journey. That when we incarnate, we are on this spiritual journey. We incarnate, come into these physical bodies for a very, very human experience, which is a very real spiritual journey, only to transition and continue on our spiritual journey. It is, you know, when we look at that, that we evolve and we grow. We're constantly in a process of learning and growing about ourselves. And the same thing happens on the other side. There's a lot of fun when we go back home. There's a lot of music and celebration and parties and time to be spent. But there's also studying, and studying anything that we would want on the other side. The aspect of continued learning, growth, and expansion. We are ever evolving in consciousness, and we forever evolve in consciousness on the other side. That it never stops. We continue. It's like, it's so funny because one of the things we talk about very much, and you've heard me say it on the show, is it's like, oh my gosh, there's, you know, we have so many challenges. We have so many things we have to overcome and so many things that, you know, we have to do in this lifetime. And then we die and we realize, or a spirit shows us, and then they realize that it continues. There's the beautiful power of choice. We have the power of choice here in this lifetime, and we have the power of choice on the other side. We're just continuing in this eternal life without a physical body. So there are opportunities for study, for growth. There are opportunities to, you know, I mean, they're moving fully in spirit. Opportunities, of course, to reach out from heaven, to connect, to have conversations, to offer guidance. What's so beautiful about, you know, being able to connect and receive messages from spirit is not only the proof and validation of life after death, but the wisdom and knowledge that they have to share from the other side, because they have a much broader perspective. That we can trust those in spirit because we love them and they love us, and they, of course, only want the best for us. That we can trust their guidance and their direction because they can see the broader picture of things. They know our hearts. They know who we are. They know the players in our life, what we've been through, where we've come from, and they can see all the potentials and possibilities for each of us as individuals, and they can see the steps that are most important or necessary for us to take to move from wherever we are to wherever it is we're praying to be. We can rely on the guidance of our loved ones. We can rely on them not only to support us, but help us along the way. One of the concepts of death is we always look at death as being someone who has passed away. They are part of our past. But the truth is, our loved ones have gone on before us. And so therefore, they hold space for our future. They're there holding space for our future and are able to help us to move forward in our life in ways of greater ease. When, you know, spirits come forward and they say, you know, It's really important for you to watch your health. It's really important for you to exercise. It's really important that you forgive yourself or you make amends in this relationship or in that relationship. They're not telling us because they think they know what's best for us. They actually do know what's best for us. And they say it not from a place of judgment, but as of a place of love. Our loved ones, when we transition, that change of into non-physical is everything in understanding that unconditional is. Unconditional love without judgment. When we die, we completely leave our ego behind. We leave our very human existence behind. And so therefore, spirit no longer has regrets. They are not, you know, angry or mad at us. They only love us. They forgive us. And they very often ask us to forgive them. But sometimes in our very humanness, we, you know, resist that aspect of forgiveness. We want to hold them accountable to what they did and how they pained us or wounded us in our life. And we keep that holding strong, even in death. But they ask for forgiveness. They ask to be forgiven, and they ask for us to forgive as a way of helping us to open up to what the future has in store, to open up to what can become possible for our lives. I've had many readings where my clients have said, I don't want to talk to them. I'm so angry at them, and nothing that they have to say even matters. And I get it, because that very human person that we are still understand them to be, the one where the ego is still attached, it's very true. We may not want to have a relationship with them, even in death. But realize, my sweet friends, that the ego is no longer a part of the equation when we connect with spirit. They're no longer who they were when they were here. They don't lose their personalities. If they had a great sense of humor in life, they have a great sense of humor on the other side. If they were quiet and reserved in life, they're a little quieter and reserved on the other side. If they were someone who played practical jokes in life, they are someone who's playing practical jokes on the other side. If they were loud and boisterous in life, they are loud and boisterous on the other side. Our personality remains with us always. We never lose it. But we release the ego. And in releasing of the ego, there's no longer judgment. There's no criticism. There's no regret. There may be remorse, because in remorse, and it's not even the emotion of remorse, but there's an energy of remorse that shows up with spirit, especially when they had been a human who was very harmful, hurtful. And so they come forward with apologies. They come forward asking for forgiveness. And so our greatest gift that we can in receiving this is to receive it, is to allow for it, and is to receive it, is to let go of our concept of who they were as human beings and to know now they're only love. Now, our loved ones on the other side, you know, they explore. They have, because spirit is so big, it becomes so easy for them to be many places at once. They can be with a family member in England and a family member in Canada at the exact same time. Their physical body no longer restricts them to one location or the other. That they can be in many places and in many ways. And they explore. They go on adventures. They are helping in so many ways. There's jobs. They're assigned jobs. You know, there's that whole thing, you know, how we always say, oh man, I can't wait till I retire and I don't have to work anymore. Guess what? We have to work on the other side. There's still time for play. There's still time for joy, but there is work on the other side too. Lots of times our loved ones are consoling and comforting any struggles or challenges, perhaps helping to negotiate contracts and to bring real estate agreements into place for those on earth. There's many things. When you think of the roles that we have here on earth, there are many roles like that on the other side, just of higher consciousness and of higher purpose. So often, you know, if we've had our grandparents, just using a grandmother as an example, our grandmother has died. And depending on grandma's life and grandma's purpose of her soul, that she in her transition isn't just hanging out as a spirit on the other side, but her job can become that of a guide. She can become a guardian angel, someone to watch over, to assist and support people in their lives, or even to meet and greet loved ones as they transition. So there's all kinds of things. Our deceased loved ones who were teachers and professors and healers and caretakers in this earthly life will often choose jobs to continue that path in the spiritual realm. You see how we never actually get it done. It's a whole understanding of eternal. And I don't mean to sound like, you know, doesn't it sound exhausting? I definitely don't want to make it sound like it's exhausting, because our very human life can be exhausting. The challenges that we meet and the hardships that we encounter along this very human existence of ours can really knock our core. And we want nothing more. I know I've, in all of the coaching, the conversations, the deep, deep storylines that I help to people to nurture, to hold their hearts, to heal through their greatest traumas of this lifetime, where they've confessed that they just want to die. They just want it all to be over with. And I'll tell you, the suffering is over with, but the work continues. The shifting and growing and evolving of consciousness continues. The power of choice continues. We can stay in an existence or an experience of heaven for as long as we want to experience it until we decide otherwise. Isn't that cool? That there's always a choice. There's always opportunity as we continue to move forward. So the bad news, or I guess what we can say the good news, is we never get it done. We continue to grow and evolve and learn, even after we leave our physical body. Now, the ultimate goal for all souls is to have full capacity of every experience, to give and receive the unconditional love of the universe. And sometimes, in doing it, prepare for another incarnation. So even though we can have, you know, we can finish up this lifetime and transition and move on to the other side and get these jobs and hang out and party and have all this fun and stay connected with all of our loved ones on earth to guide and support and along their path, those that are crazy enough actually sign up to do it again. Now, we don't reincarnate immediately. There's time on the other side. And of course, that time is always in negotiation between the soul and God, or that the higher power. But there is preparation and planning for the next life. We can say that there is a reading of charts, so to speak, to sit back and look at the charts, to look at the chart of our life in this, from this past lifetime, in this lifetime, and to look at a chart of possibilities for the next lifetime. That there's already conversations and preparation and experiences that are being negotiated at a level that is only available to us in conversation with the higher powers on the other side. You know, who signs up for this? The bravest of souls, that's for sure. So after an appropriate amount of time, we begin the process of selecting our next life, what we intend to learn. And, you know, we do this in conversation with these with our higher powers. We reach an agreement, so to speak. And that agreement is not something we remember from one dimension to the other or from one side to the other. And our spirit actually loves the learning. Our soul wants more of it. So not only do we have this eternal life, what we understand in the release of the physical body, that when we leave our physical body and we transition to the next stage, we get to hang out there as long as we want. And then we are put into the beginning of another lifetime. We are eternal. And so therefore we do it over and over and over and over and over again. It's amazing to me. It's amazing. And I always say, who signs up for this? We do. Not only do we have this lifetime here, but we actually sign on for more lifetimes. Yes, that would make us crazy. Don't you agree? So when we look at, you know, understanding, when we go up, come back into conversation here about life after death, as I said, we believe that that our loved ones become untouchable, but they are just in another form, in a different dimension. And they who they are, their personality, their joy, their light does not disappear. And even when they move into another life experience, if they reincarnate in some way, we never lose access to them. We never lose access to that part of them that was tied to this lifetime. We are always in connection with the essence of the part of their soul that we knew well. We stay connected in that way. What we do is, you know, to watch for the signs, to look for them. Our loved ones want to stay connected with us, even when they are reincarnating or have reincarnated. How cool is that? That great, 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 great grandpa can be accessed in spirit communication. We can get guidance and direction and feel his love and have his hello of the ancestors. And to know that there's possibility for them to already be in a new life experience. It's pretty big stuff. But I'll tell you that no matter how it plays out and all the different ways of the different schematics of the other side, the beautiful thing is that love never dies. That the love that we shared just continues to be amplified. That love grows even in death. And the degree that we feel the pain of our suffering and of our grief is in direct correlation to the amount that we love. And so our loved ones, because they love us, will do everything possible from the other side to let us know that they're still with us. Through our dreams that we have a lot of dream visitations. And in fact, that's probably the easiest way for spirit to actually connect with us, especially following their transition, is to visit in a dream. And the reason for it is because when we go to sleep, our grief is not in the way. Our emotions are not interrupting the connection. And if you have a visitation by your loved one in the dream, you will know it. You will wake up knowing it. You will wake up with assuredness that you are with them. Of course, there's many other ways that our loved ones try to get our attention. Not only our feeling sensations, you know, the goosebumps, the chills, but actually, you know, sometimes through hearing a meaningful song on the radio, that our loved ones try over and over and over to attempt to connect with us after their passing. And there's many reasons why they want to, they know, but most importantly, they want us to know that they're okay. They want us to know that they're still with us. I'm still here. It's just different. There are many direct forms of communication. And some of that can be, as I said, through our sleeping state. But there are times when those signs come when we're fully awake. As I said, through lyrics of songs, they will often use nature, butterflies and birds, to bring messages. We will sometimes smell their cologne or flowers. You might feel as if someone is playing with your hair, or that you're being touched. All of that is very real. It's not wishful thinking. Our loved ones do everything that they possibly can to let us know that they are here, that they are with us. They are loving, helping, guiding, and supporting us in everything. It is all real. Every part of it. Every thought that you have about them, they are there. When you think it's your loved one sending you a sign, it is. When you think it's your loved one who's sitting beside you on the couch, it is. You wouldn't be having the thought otherwise. Now, those visitations are what actually help us to heal our grief. Now, it's important also that we don't get overly dependent on those spirit visitations, because, again, we don't want to interfere or block the healing and growth that they're going through on the other side. But it's truly wonderful to know that our relationships go on forever. And many spirit encounters, I say, happen when we're sleeping because we're relaxed, we're open. And when we're in our day-to-day life, it can, with all the stresses and the onset of the roller coaster of our grief, can make it really difficult for us to recognize or receive our loved ones on the other side. So visitations with our loved ones, as I say, help us to heal the grief because they reassure us, and they want to reassure us. And in those connections, in even believing in the possibility of it, can take you from wherever you are within your grief and within your relationship, whether it was last week or 20 years ago, and can plug you back in to connection with them, into their energy, into their vibration, into their heart, and into their soul. And as I said, they want to plug back into us. They want us to help heal our past. They want to help us fulfill our dreams, to take healthy risks in our life, to mend our hearts. They want to love us. Love never dies. We are made of love, and through love, we always exist. So, my sweet friends, in tuning into today's show, I hope that you have found some comfort in knowing that in the eternal, we continue. Our life continues together, even though we are not in the feeling of the very physical presence. But that our loved ones never die alone. They take opportunity to rest and heal in all of the pain and all of the struggle and all of the hardships that they experience within their life. Completely gets left behind. There's no suffering on the other side. There's no suffering on the other side. The soul does not carry the trauma from their death experience. They recuperate from it. They rest. They find their renewal. They review. And they become available to help guide and support us in moving forward with our life too. One of the greatest things that you can do is to be open to more possibility. The possibility of your loved one being with you in this moment as you listen in conversation with me. The possibility that they've been there the whole time. And the possibility that they are relieved to know that you now know that they are with you. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show, my sweet friends. Big love from my heart to yours.